This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. London-based oil giant BP is being drained by legal claims after the oil spill in the Gulf 3 years ago. The company's $20 billion compensation fund is apparently almost empty, and there could be many more claims in the pipeline. Joining us live from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, David.
What is the company saying? It's running out of cash for this fund?
No, it's still making money. Today it reported quarterly earnings of $2.75 billion for the second quarter. That's down on the same period last year, down for a variety of reasons. But yes, BP's real problem is putting a lid on the Gulf of Mexico claims. As you say, this $20 billion compensation fund is now down to its last $300 million. And the deadline for Gulf Coast businesses to claim for losses is not until April next year. And the claims are not tapering off. They're escalating.
Now, it's my understanding BP has hired some lawyers to help here.
That's right. It's appealing to the courts to change the system for calculating compensation claims. And this appeal is pretty crucial for BP, says Nick McGregor, an oil analyst with stockbrokers Redmayne Bentley.
If BP's legal challenges fail, then it's potentially going to involve many, many billions more dollars to actually finally wrap this up. We could be talking about anything up to another $10 billion.
That's an extra $10 billion for compensation claims alone. The total cost of the spill, that's compensation plus cleanup costs and fines and penalties, could be a $52 or $53 billion. Not fatal for BP, but very damaging for what was once Britain's biggest and one of its most profitable companies.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thank you.
Thank you, David.